Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The poor Muslims are more worthy of the investments of the foolish rulers than America. The Saudi Crown Prince carried out a visit to America on Tuesday, November 18, 2025, in which he showed the extent of his foolishness in squandering the wealth of the Ummah, the extent of his subservience to his master, America, as well as the extent of his betrayal of the Islamic Ummah, his conspiracy against it, and his war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by agreeing to join the Abraham Accords, conditioned upon another betrayal, which is guaranteeing a clear path to the two-state solution. According to the statement issued by the White House, American President Trump and bin Salman reached a series of agreements that deepen the strategic partnership between their two countries, increase high-wage job opportunities, strengthen vital supply chains, and support regional stability. The statement affirmed that America would be a partner to Saudi Arabia in civil nuclear cooperation, noting that the two countries signed a framework agreement to deepen cooperation in rare minerals and to coordinate national strategies for diversifying the supply chains of these minerals, in addition to joint defense agreements and agreements for Saudi Arabia to purchase F-35 aircraft, 300 tanks, and to raise its investments in America from $600 billion to $1 trillion. It is clear that Trump considers the Kingdom of Al Saud a source of collecting huge sums of money and a tool for implementing America's foreign policies. Since the establishment of the Jewish entity, Al Saud regime has not fired a single bullet at it. So, for whom are they buying these weapons if they are not using them against the enemies of the Ummah? Are they not for killing Muslims? And is not the war in Yemen a living example? And why do they invest billions of dollars to revive America's collapsing economy, knowing that millions of Muslims in their kingdom and the rest of the Muslim lands are starving? And this is not the first time they waste the money of the Muslims to support America's economy or squander it on their palaces and desires or on projects that bring no benefit to the Ummah. Indeed, the rulers of Al Saud are foolish, just like the rest of the Muslim rulers. They squander wealth in what does not benefit the Ummah, and this wealth is not theirs nor their father's, but it is the right of the Ummah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "An-nasu shuraka fi thalath fil ma'i wal kala'i wal nar." The people are partners in three things: water, pasture, and fire. Sunan Ibn Majah. So, oil, gas, minerals, seas, and rivers are public property, and the origin is that the state manages them with care and enables people to obtain their right from them. And had the regimes in the Muslim lands done so, not a single poor person would have remained in them. But the foolish rulers deprive the people of their rights, squander them on their desires, and enable their masters from the enemies of the Ummah to seize them. O Muslims, this action is only carried out by the foolish, and the ruling regarding the foolish is that they must be restrained. So hasten to restrain your rulers and prevent them from disposing of your wealth. Rise to work with Hizb ut-Tahrir to establish the Khilafah Caliphate so that you please your Lord by establishing His Sharia on earth and carrying His deen to all people, and so that you restore your wealth which those Ruwaybila, incompetent, lowly rulers, squandered, and thus be happy in this life and the hereafter. The Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir.